emperor's edict, and he continued to perform marriages. And because of that, he was arrested, he was beaten, and he was beheaded. And he was executed on February the 14th. So today marks the anniversary of his martyrdom. But I want to speak about this theme about aspiring to godly marriages. I know that some of you are single. Some of you have been married. Some of you are still in the prime of your married life. Some at the the pinnacle.
Esther,
sorry, can I interrupt for a second? You have to give Tommy a chance to translate.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Tommy. Go ahead, Tommy. I'm sorry. Do the best you can, and I'll continue.
所以刚才他是讲到关于这个情人节的一些的历史，关于在第三世纪在罗马那个时代中间的时候，所发生的事情，其实呢，情人节也算是一个殉道的节日，因为当时呢，瓦伦提努，因为这情人节里面的主角，也是在那个时刻当中，也叫2月14号的时候，他被处死，就情人节呢，在这个基督教的历史当中，也算是一个被殉道的节日。
So the verse that we're going to look at is from 1 Timothy 3:1.
今天我们所要看的经文呢，是在提摩太后书的第三章第一节。
So the saying is trustworthy, if anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task.
人若想要得监督的职分，就要羡慕上工，这话是可信的。The
word anyone, we know that elders and deacons and church members need to be reminded what the local church is.
我们想知道说关于一些长老或者执事，他们应该是要了解说本地教会是什么意思。We
need to be aware that the standard by which pastors and deacons are measured is the same as that which is to measure ourselves.
其实当我们讲到说牧者还是执事还是长老的时候，其实呢，对于我们来说，每个基督徒都是属于相等的。So
the high expectations that the church has for its leaders is no more than what God expects of all of us.
但是我们很多时候对于我们自己的要求呢，跟对这个教会领袖的要求之间，好像并不是相同的。So
we all need to be moving toward maturity and completeness.
所以呢，对于我们基督来说的话，我们都必须要竭力的进入到成熟的阶段。So
that we can be examples of how people should live lives acceptable to God.
所以我们才能够活出一个蒙神所喜悦、所能接纳的属神的人。This
is what 1 Timothy 3:1 teaches.
所以这就是提摩太前书这一章，任何人，这里人若想要，这里的人呢，所要带给我们的一个意义。So
you see, if anyone aspires,
所以这里说人若想要
means to chase, to desire.
那是一种渴望想要得到
to reach out
希望能够得到
young men who pursue and date young women
就好像是一个少年人追求一个少女一样
And so the Bible teaches us that if anyone aspires to that they desire a noble task
所以一个想要羡慕这样子的职分的人呢，他就要羡慕上工。So
if you want to be godly in your Christian walk, in your Christian marriage, you desire a noble task.
所以你要得监督的职分呢，你就要有成为一位基督徒呢，或成为监督的职分，也就是要羡慕这个上工。The
word noble describes being excellent, being beautiful.
当这里所说的可贵的这样子一种的上工，所指的就是宝贵的。
And so the Lord wants to inspire a earnest urge to live the gospel life.
神要我们拥有一个极度羡慕的
And so this, yeah, go ahead.
去羡慕这样子的一个工作。
And so this desire is so strong in you that it can be only satisfied and no other pursuit in your life.
这样子一种渴慕在你心中是非常强烈，知道说是你很想去得到的。
And so Paul gives us from verses 2 to 7 the qualifications for this noble task.
所以保罗就在这一章的第二节到第七节讲到要得这监督的职分需要拥有怎么样子的性质。
Paul wrote to the two letters to Timothy and a letter to Titus, and these are called pastoral epistles or letters.
保罗写信给提摩太，也写信给提多。对于提摩太前后书跟提多书，都是保罗写给他们的，这叫做教牧书信。
And Paul was telling Timothy in Ephesus that he needed to restrain false teaching.
保罗在以弗所书对提摩太说，你必须要拒绝那异端的教导。
And he wanted the church to do all things in a decent, orderly way.
他想要教会里面的人能够用合宜的方式来处理教会的事。
And this is the principle not only for the church, but for marriage and for all of our individual lives.
这样子的原则不只是通用于教会，也通用于我们每个人生活，甚至在婚姻当中。
And so Timothy was having problems in his church in Ephesus.
And so to
counteract this, Paul reminded the men and the women in the church of their spiritual responsibility.
所以他就劝勉在教会当中的弟兄姐妹们关乎他们属灵上面的责任。
He said earlier in chapter 2, verse 2, that it is for our own good that we do this so that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified.
他已经在提摩太前书的第二章第二节已经说到，我们如此做为的是让我们在这些日子当中可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
These qualifications in verses 2 to 7, Jean Getz wrote in his book, The Measure of a Man.
在这里呢，也同样第二章到第七节就讲述到说，身为一个执事或者男人，我们所应该拥有的个性。
But he also wrote another book, The Measure of a Marriage.
他同样也写了另外一本书，就关于说婚姻上面的标准准则。
And so our passage doesn't describe what the task is, as is what is the qualification.
我们今天所读的这段经文呢，并没有讲到说是事工方面的，但比较着重于就是我们的本性、个性。
And I want to discuss the 10 areas of these qualifications.
我在这里跟大家分享十点。
The general requirement is that we must be above reproach and blameless.
其实我们一般对基督徒的需求就是我们应当无可指责、无可指摘。
We know that as human beings, we're not faultless. We are all sinners needing grace to grow.
我们都知道我们都是罪人，都是不可爱的人，我们都需要上帝的恩典使我们能够成长。
But there are observable conducts that can be evaluated.
但是有一些可见的品格是我们可以去操练的。
And so the first area is a Christian's faithfulness in marriage.
其中一个呢，就是基督徒在婚姻当中里头的忠心。
You notice in chapter 3, verse 2, it begins that we need to have a person who's qualified by being a husband of one wife.
在第三章第二节里头，我们清楚地看到说，想要有这职分的，或者有这样子的个性的，应当是那一些只有一个妇人的丈夫。
Now we know some of you are called to be single.
我知道你们当中有一些人是被呼召单身的。
We're not like the Catholic Church where the priests are celibate.
我们不像是天主教里面的神职人员一样，是操练单身。
But every Christian's home life is to be an important example.
但是每一个基督徒的婚姻，他们的生活就是一个见证。
After verse, from verse 8 on, it also has the same qualification for the deacons.
在第八节之后呢，对于执事也有同样的要求。
And so a Christian, if he is married, must not be divorced and then remarried.
所以成为一位这个监督或执事，他不应当是离婚而获得再再婚。
And Paul wasn't describing polygamy.
保罗在这里并没有讲述到关于多妻婚姻。
So we know that the church will not accept a person who has more than one wife.
我们知道教会不能够接受一位有多拥有多位多位的多。多过了一位妇人的丈夫。
And nor is it referring to remarriage after the death of a spouse.
通常只有当是你的另外一半已经过世，你就可以再婚。
There is no such prohibition.
没有这样子的禁止，不可如此做。
And so if a Christian has lost his mate, they can marry again.
所以如果你失去了另外一半，可以再婚。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.
正如在创世纪第二章里头说过，这人独居不好，我应当为他制造一位帮手。
So Cheryl and I have been married for 47 years.
我与我的妻子呢，已经结婚了 ，how many years？
47 years，
47年。
So actually, Sherlock and Anna, we were at their wedding when they got married in our church.
那当时呢，这个 Anna 跟这个 Sherlock 也就是在我的教会里面结婚的。
But you know, the idea is that a man's ability to manage his own marriage is an indication that he can work with the ministries of the church.
所以一位男人或者执事，他如何能够管理他的家呢？其实就是一个他如何能够好好管理教会的一个特征。
So if a Christian is divorced, he makes himself unavailable, in fact, open to criticism from outsiders.
所以说，一个如果有离过婚的丈夫呢，成为教会里面的领袖，那他就很可能会受到外教或者其他的人、外面的人的一些的批评。
So a godly marriage is one where the husband and wife are willing to submit to one another.
所以，一个属神、荣耀神的婚姻，乃是无论是丈夫和妻子，他们能够在婚姻当中去忠诚，然后。向神献上最好的荣耀。
So the key is that a Christian husband is to have one wife, to be faithful to one wife.
所以丈夫呢，应当对他妇人忠诚，然后顺服主。
That he has unquestionable morality because he is true and faithful to the one and only wife he has.
他没有任何其他的借口或理由，他只能对他单单的一位妇人献上忠诚。
And so a godly marriage is where they become one for the journey of marriage.
所以属神的婚姻乃是二人结为一体，在这条婚姻的路上。
Before Cheryl and I got married, we attended the Institute and Basic Youth Conflict in Chicago.
当我跟这个 Cheryl 呢，我们还没有进入婚姻之前的时候，我们在芝加哥参与了一个会议。一个课程。
Then after we got married, we attended the Moody Bible Institute evening classes together.
然后我们呢，在结婚了之后呢，我们就一起参与在 Moody 这个学院当中的一些课程，晚上的课程。
So we started our marriage with a spiritual underpinning.
所以我们开始，我们的婚姻呢是以属灵的原则来管理的。
Now, my wife Cheryl wasn't called to be a pastor.
当时呢，我们并不被呼召要成为牧者。
And she didn't marry a pastor when we began our married life.
所以他在我们婚姻开始的时候呢，他并不是结婚给一个做牧师的人。
But after we got married, I asked her if she agreed about God calling us together to do ministry.
但是当我们结婚了之后，我就问过他这样的问题：我有没有你能不能够接受我们能够一起来蒙受神的呼召来服侍神？
So I'm thankful for the support she's given our married life together.
但我非常感谢他如此的支持，我们能够在婚姻路上来侍奉神。
The next one is a Christian self-mastery, number two.
第二，乃是关乎到基督徒的自我管理。
The word temperate, it means that to be sober.
这个字呢，temperate 呢，这里所代表的意思就是类似节制。
The idea is that we keep our head in all kinds of circumstances.
乃是要保守我们自己的头脑当中，在不同的情况当中的时候能够去管理它。
And to exercise internal sensible judgment in all things.
同样的，也能够在我们内心感受当中有很好的管理。
It doesn't mean we're not emotional.
这并不说我们并不没有情绪。
It doesn't mean we have no sense of humor.
这也不代表说我们没有能够开玩笑的那种的个性。
So we want to be like our Lord Jesus in the way he dealt with his emotions.
我们要像主耶稣一样的方式来面对自己的情绪。
So that's why this next one is self-controlled. The idea to have a disciplined attitude about our life.
接下来呢，我们要讲的就是自守，也就是在你的生活当中，你能够有纪律。
He knows the value of things and he doesn't cheapen the gospel message by foolish behavior.
他懂得如何生信仰的价值，他并不会出卖或者是贱这个福，他会好好的对待婚姻跟对待这个福音的信息。
The fruit of the Spirit for every Christian is self-control.
圣灵所结的果子，其中一个就是节制、自守。
Another one is respectable, having a good behavior.
另外一个就是在你的行为上面端正，
Orderly would be a good way of saying it.
有次序的，还是更好的说法。
We as individual Christians live unsupervised lives.
我们呢是称为我们成为基督徒呢，应该是在被引导之下的生活。
So we have to self-supervise ourselves.
我们必须要自我去引导我们。
And so this is the same word as modest, talking about a woman's clothing.
那这里讲的端正呢，就是讲指的是如同一个妇人，她如何穿着。
Another trait of a godly marriage is Christian hospitality.
另外一个关于基督徒的特质呢，就是他们是热情款待的。
The word hospitality literally is loving the stranger.
热情款待这里呢，指的就是你喜爱客女。
This was a ministry of the early church, as Christians travel from one place to another.
这是在初期教会的时候的一种对待基督徒们，他们因为到处行走、到处旅行、到处去其他地方传福的缘故，所以就有这样子一种的生活方式，热情款待。
And they didn't have motels in those days.
当时候是没有旅馆。
And so a Christian husband and wife would show hospitality, and this is important for the fellowship of the church.
所以，基督徒的丈夫和妻子呢，就扮演这个角色，能够去款待这个教会当中的弟兄姐妹，来接待他们。
And that's why Hebrews 13:2 says, "Do not neglect to show hospitalities to strangers, thereby some have entertained angels unaware."
所以，希伯来书13:2就说到，不可忘记用爱心接待客女，因为曾有接待客女的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
You know, our home has been a place where we can show love to those that need it.
你知道，我们的家其实是可以对那些有需要的人提供爱。
You know, in a Chinese church, they ask a young person, "How come you're not married?"
我们在华人教会当中常常会碰到一个问题：为什么你对少年人会这么问？为什么你没有结婚？
But my wife and I opened up our home so that the singles will feel accepted and didn't feel pressured.
所以呢，我跟我太太呢就打开我们的家门，能够欢迎这些单身的，能够前来领受到温暖。
And we have taken in missionaries and traveling evangelists.
我们会接待宣教士，或者是各处旅行布道的这些弟兄姐妹们。
And we hope that your home can be like that.
我们也希望你的家也能如此。
A fourth characteristic is a Christian's ability to teach.
第四个特征呢，乃是基督徒呢拥有教导的能力。
Apt to teach is what the scripture says.
那经文上面所说的就是，这人必善于教导。
Philip Brooks was a famous American bishop of the 1800s.
在18世纪的时候，菲利布鲁呢是这个长老教会当中很出名的一位教会领袖。
He says it's not something to which it comes by accident or fiery bursts of zeal.
一些事情的发生，并不是突然的，或者是因为突发的热心。
And so we as Christians must be careful students of God's word.
我们成为神的儿女应该是要成为神话语里面忠心的学生，从话语的学生。
Anything from the Bible will help us to know and share God's gospel.
从神的话语当中，我们学习来传福音。
To be lazy is to be showing disrespect to God.
懒惰呢，就是对神的一种不尊敬。
A fifth characteristic is drinking habits.
第五个特征呢，就是关乎基督徒的喝酒问题，
Not given to wine.
不饮酒。姿势，
The NIV uses the word drunkenness.
这个新和本译本呢是讲到不饮酒，就是喝醉酒。
It talks about a person who sits long at the table with a cup of wine.
他指的就是那一些对酒上瘾的人。
We know that Paul advised Timothy to take a little wine because of his medical need.
我们知道保罗有劝提摩太喝一点稍微用点酒，那是因为他身体的状况。
And so Paul wasn't talking about abstinence.
保罗并不是讲到说一种的馋空一种的馋力。
In fact, when the Christians celebrated the Lord's table, they had a love feast, and he accused them of getting drunk during the love feast.
但在领圣餐的时候，或者初期教会圣徒们领圣餐的时候，保罗责骂他们一件事情，就是他们在餐桌就圣餐桌前的时候，常常饮酒时滋事，喝醉酒的问题。
The early Christians used diluted wine with water, which is a lot different from today's strong liquor.
那当初理教会的时候，他们用水与稍微用酒与水混合在一起的时候，这样子的性质是与我们今天所喝的酒是不一样的。So
a godly Christian, like all of us should be, will want to give a good example and not make an excuse for sin in the life of a weaker brother.
所以我们为了要显出 好的榜样，使人不因着我们的坏行为而跌倒。我们必须要警惕我们个人的行为。
And then the sixth characteristic is a Christian's temper and temperament.
第六个乃是基督徒的脾气与性格。
The one verse says not a striker. Pugnacious means not a boxer.
这里呢就讲到我们不打人，然后也讲到是一种不暴力。And
so godly marriages will have conflicts, but they will not be all-out fights.
属神的婚姻当中一定会发生吵架的事情，但我们却不以这种暴力或争竞的方式来表达。So
Paul warns us that we must not be abusive both physically and emotionally to our spouses.
所以保罗就劝导说，我们不应该在我们的意志上跟行为上，或者是肉体上面以暴力或打人的方式来对待我们的伴侣。Now
my father wasn't a believer and he got drunk.
我父亲不是一个基督徒，他常常醉酒。And
he beat my mother and my sisters.
他打我的姐姐，打我的妈妈。And
I know anger can run in a family.
我知道。
Anger can be in the genes of a family.
我知道说这个怒气会在我们的家族当中。So
I had to learn to control my anger.
所以我也必须要学习去控制我的脾气。And
so all Christians, whether in their marriage or in their church, needs to learn to manage their anger and emotions.
所以作为基督徒，无论在教会还是婚姻当中，我们都要学习如何去操控我们的情绪跟脾气。So
that's why in a godly marriage, we need to work out our differences.
所以在婚姻当中，我们必须因着我们之间的不同，我们必须要好好处理。We
need to learn to meet one another's needs.
我们必须要按个人的需要来彼此互相满足。The
seventh characteristic of a godly marriage is the attitude toward money.
第七个特征呢，乃是基督徒对钱财的态度。
This is not greedy.
这里讲到的就是不贪财。
Another translation, free from the love of money.
另外一个的解释呢，就是不去贪恋钱财。
And we know that Paul had much to say about money in chapter 6.
我们知道说，在这章当中，保罗讲到关于很多关于钱财的事情。
Later in verse, he says, not covetous.
在后段经文当中，你可以看到他说，我们不应当贪恋。And
so money can corrupt the character of our individual marriages and our individual Christian lives.
贪恋其实对我们基督徒，甚至对我们的婚姻，在教会当中都是造成很大的伤害。
And so we need to be good managers of the money, to be good stewards.
我们必须要成为钱财上面的良好的管理家。
And again, another characteristic of this attitude is patience, being gentle.
然后另外还有的特征就是忍耐跟温和。
Be willing to listen to people and take criticism without overreacting.
愿意去聆听别人的 别人的话，也能够愿意去接受别人的批评。
So we should allow others in the church to be God's servants without dictating to them what to do.
我们必要去尊重那些教会当中服侍神的神的仆人，而不是去操控他们。
It's different from temper, but not being a brawler.
我们是要不要成为一个闹事者。
And the idea is to be Christian peacemakers, not troublemakers.
而不是一个搞事、搞破坏的人，而是成为一个和平者。
It doesn't mean that we compromise our convictions.
这并不要说我们在妥协我们的肯定。
But we can disagree without being nasty.
我们可以不同意，但我们不使它变得很难看。
An eighth characteristic of a godly marriage is to have the good family life.
第八个特征呢，乃是基督徒拥有一个美好的家庭生活。
You know, the husband and wives need to learn to submit to one another.
你知道说夫妻之间要彼此顺服。
And so that's why a godly family is an example to the church.
这就为什么说一个属神的婚姻呢，是对教会的一个榜样。
We said earlier that a Christian doesn't have to be married to be a part of God's kingdom.
我们知道说，并不说每一个基督徒一定要结婚才能够成为神国度里面的一部分。
But if he is married, it doesn't mean he has to have children.
如果他结婚了，也不一定说他一定会有孩子。
However, marriage and children are probably in God's will for most Christians.
只不过说通常婚姻或者是婚姻当中的儿女呢，都是成为神国度里面的一份子。
And so if a man's own children cannot respect him and obey him, how is he going to be respected in the church?
如果一个丈夫或者父亲不会在家中不受到尊重的话，他如何能够在教会当中受尊重呢？
And so for most Christians, the church and the home are one.
所以对基督徒来说，教会跟家庭其实是同一的。
And so we should fill both of them with God's love and truth.
在这两者中，我们都必须要用爱去填满它。
A Christian cannot be one thing at home and something else in the church.
基督徒不能够在家里是一个样子，在教会是另外一个样子。
If so, our children will see it and there will be problems.
因为我们的孩子会看见。
There's a sad... Go ahead.
如果不好的话，就会造成问题。
There's a sad statistics that Chinese...Christian families see their children leaving the church.
在这个统计上面，华人教会当中有一个非常伤心的统计，就是许多他们家中的孩子离开教会。
Because they do not see their Christian parents living a consistent Christian life at home.
因为他们的孩子不能看见他们信主的基督徒父母能够在信仰与他们的行为上面能够合一。
And so parents are not to be dictating, but they need to guide their children in a way that demonstrate God's love to them.
So 身为父母，他们并不是去专管或者专制他们的儿女们，乃是显出他们美好的榜样。
It is parents meeting the needs of their children.
父母的责任就是满足儿女们的需要。
In the parable of the Good Samaritan, it describes that care that is given to the injured man.
好，撒玛利亚故事当中就讲到说，一个撒玛利亚人如何对一个外人显出他的关心跟爱心。
And that's the care we should give to our children.
同样的，我们要以这样的爱心来给予我们的孩子。
So I want to share five affirmations or rejections that greatly influence the behavior of a child's behavior.
所以我这里想要跟大家分享五种对孩子行为很有影响的肯定或拒绝。
An affirmation is a blessing that causes a child to prosper.
肯定呢，是一件正面的事情，是能够帮助孩子能够在以后的生活当中得胜。
An affirmation is like watering a plant.
肯定就像是你在对一个植物浇花啊，正在浇水。
And that causes the growth in our children.
这会使他成长。
But a rejection is like a curse that causes a child to withdraw, to react, or even to fail.
拒绝乃是一种咒诅，对我们孩子呢所带来的影响，就是会使他离开、放弃或者是失败。
And so rejecting a child is like poisoning a plant instead of watering it.
所以拒绝一个孩子，就像是给孩子吃毒药一样，正如我们不浇花一样。
In today's American society, we see that marriage and family life is at a critical point.
所以在我们美国生活当中，其实婚姻或者家庭是一个非常非常重要的一点。
And so the first affirmation is that a child is born by parents who are married.
第一个肯定呢，就是这位孩子呢，是以结婚的父母所生的。
Too many children today are born out of wedlock and have no father nearby and maybe not even a mother.
所以今天许多的孩子呢，都是在婚姻以外而生的。他们生出来的时候，也许没有父亲，或者是没有妈妈。
And so a child is affirmed if he has married parents.
所以当一个孩子拥有已结婚的父母的时候，那对他们来说是一个肯定。
A second affirmation is to be desired and loved in the womb.
另一个呢，就是这个孩子呢，在母腹当中的时候，他就已经被爱，甚至已经被渴慕了，被爱慕了。
Is to be able to say to your child, I pray for you while you were still in the womb.
这是一件美的事。如果当孩子还在母腹当中的时候，你对他说，我已经为你祷告。
Third is affirmation is be given a meaningful name.
另外一个呢，就是我们给孩子一个富有意义的名字。
I think that's why a lot of Christians choose names from the Bible because they hope that it would give meaning to their children.
这就是为什么说我们有些时候会用圣经一些人物的名字来命名孩子，是希望他们能够像他们一样。
Too many Chinese parents use to shame their children to motivate them. How come you're not doing this? How come you're not doing better than the other kids in your class?
华人的父母经常会用这种羞辱的方式去激励他们的孩子，会这么说：你为什么这样？你为什么那样？你为什么不会像邻家你为什么不会像那个人那样来激励自己的孩子？
But the fourth affirmation is that a child should be praised and protected in his childhood.
其实说真的，孩子在童年时期的时候，他们应当是在被赞赏与保护中长大的。
So that the fifth affirmation is that by the time they reach 13, they would know what it means to be accepted and to be an adult.
那第五个肯定呢，也就是在这种过程里面，他们在13岁以后，他们就能够被接纳，被看成为是一个大人。
So godly marriage will provide examples to our children.
所以一个属神的婚姻呢，乃是给孩子带来一个好的榜样。
When our first child was born, we dedicated him to the Lord using Jeremiah 1:5.
当我们第一个孩子 生出来的时候，我们生第一个孩子的时候呢，我们就把它献给神，而我们献给神的其中一个经文呢，就是耶利米书第一章第五节。
So it says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you, I appointed you a prophet to the nations.
这经文说到：“我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。”
And we never told our son this prayer that my wife and I had prayed.
我其实没有实在的告诉我的儿子关于为他祷告的这段经文。
But later, when I listened to a speech he gave in high school, I realized that he wanted to be a servant for the Lord.
直到他当他在高中的时候，在演讲当中说他要成为一个上帝的仆人的时候，我们才跟他分享我们曾经为他用这句经文来祷告。
So I thank God that he had let him let Jeremy to go to Capitol Baptist Church, a very large church in Washington, D.C.
我很感谢神，神引领我的孩子 Jeremy 能够去到这个 Washington 的一个大教会当中。
And he served there 8 years as a church administrator.
他在那里呢，以这个教会的教会的领，他在那里服侍了8年。
Now he's back in California. He went to help one of our other church members, Pastor Jeremy Young, at the First Baptist Church of Hacienda Heights.
然后呢，他从那里回来，我们洛杉矶之后，他就在 Hacienda Heights， 然后帮助那里的教会。
And my second son serves as a pastor in San Diego at the Ethnos Community Church.
然后我的第一个孩子呢，也在圣地亚哥那里的牧会。
And the third youngest son serves as an elder at the First Baptist Church in Hacienda Heights.
然后呢，我最后的儿子呢，是在海辛纳海的一个教会当中里面当长老。
So I know that if we pay attention to our family life, our children will remain faithful to the Lord.
所以，当我们能够在我们的婚姻家庭上面忠心的时候，我们发现神会在我们的孩子当中亲自来引导他们来侍奉他。
Now I see my sons doing the same thing, giving the affirmations to my 10 grandchildren.
那我现在可以看到我自己的孩子也用同样的方式来对待我10个的孙儿女们。
Now, a ninth characteristic of a godly marriage is our spiritual maturity. Ninth. Okay, I guess I missed the ninth slide. Okay, spiritual maturity, not a novice. The idea is that we need to not be new Christians, that Satan likes to see young Christians fail. So we need to be careful about this. And Hudson Taylor once mentioned this. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Tommy.
接下来呢，就关于是我们的属灵上面的一些的属灵生命的成长。属灵生命成长呢，并不是一个。不是一个很难达到的事情，不是一个好像很高的一件事情，它是能够达到的，只要在我们生活当中好好去注意。
Hudson Taylor once wrote this: Satan too has his creed, doubt God's faithfulness.
戴德森呢说过这样子的情况，也就是。二者呢，经常会用各种的不同方式呢，能够使你跌倒，或者是使你不能够继续的走在你的属灵生活上面。
We know Satan's trick is to let you see your own problems and try to deal with it with your own resources.
那我们知道撒旦的其中一个伎俩呢，就常常呢能够拖住你的后腿。
But Hudson Taylor said, all God's giants.Have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned on His being with them.
你们都成为神属神的伟人，都是属于软弱的人，都是在许多软弱当中，神 来使用他们来为神做大事。
And so being godly men and women, we need to have our spiritual understanding of ourselves and of God.
所以在我们属灵成长当中，我们必须要对我们有相当的了解。
And because of this principle of God's faithfulness, Hudson Taylor was able to go into the inland provinces of China to spread the gospel.
因为戴德森他能够晓得这个属灵的原则，明白自己，认识自己，因此呢，神使用他能够在中国内陆省份当中，来为神来传福音。
The last thing is for a good marriage and for every Christian is to have a public reputation.
那对于有婚姻的，甚至所有的基督徒，最后一个特征就是基督徒应该所拥有的大众声誉。
Does a believer have a good reputation among unsaved people who he has business with?
第一个呢，就是在那些不信主人中间，也就是在教外当中，基督徒应当有好的见证。
Does he keep his word, his promises?
他会遵守他所说的话。
You know, no Christian feels that he's all he can be.
他不是成为一个他所不是的人。
But we should pray for one another that we continue to move forward toward Christian maturity.
所以我们必须要彼此代祷，让我们能够在这条路上面继续往成熟的道路而奔。
But if your behavior is what God wants it to be, then you will have a good reputation for people outside of the church.
所以如果能够有你这样如此的话，我们才能够对外人有好的名声。
That's why 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says, so that you may live properly before outsiders.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书4:12就如此说，叫你们可以向外人行事端正。
You know, Jesus warns us of men who are wolves dressed in sheep's clothing.
主耶稣有这样子的劝导我们说，有人会像披着羊皮的狼一样。
We recognize them by the fruit they bear.
我们可以因着他所结的果子而认出他来。
Not everyone who calls Jesus Lord is the one who will enter the kingdom of God.
不是凡称呼耶稣为主的人都是能进上帝的国，
But only those who do the will of the Father.
而是那些遵行天父旨意的人。
So you need to inspect your own life.
所以你必须要注重你的生活。
See if you're living a life that's acceptable before God and the church.
使你生活能够在教会跟父面前蒙悦纳。
But sometimes we do things that people don't always see.
但很多时候我们做了一些别人看不到的事情。
I want to share this story to conclude.
我要跟大家来分享这个故事来结束。
It's called Claudia's story.
而是这个故事是克劳迪亚布莱尔的故事。
Mr. Squires was married to a woman who had a girl she gave up for adoption.
Miss McGuire, 她结婚给了一个女生，这女生呢就是被领养的。
And this mother wanted to see this girl to see how she was doing.
这个妈妈呢想要去看这个女儿呢，看她做得怎样。
And they found a person due to searching.
他们找到一个人，他正在寻找。
This Claudia would be 21, blonde and blue eyes.
那 Claudia 呢？那时候是有蓝色的眼睛。
And she might be a professional singer.
她可以成为一个专业的歌唱家。
So they looked at a performer's union file.
Sorry, I don't understand.
They looked at a musician's union records.
Oh, 他就去看那个记录 关于这个音乐人的一些的记录。
The first two did not result in any fine. The first two looks that they look for clear did not have any result.
OK，他们看了抽象两个的时候呢，然后他们找不到答案啊，找不到任何的答案。
But they found the third one in a nightclub in Los Angeles.
啊，他们发现第三个呢是在这个洛杉矶的一个夜总会当中。
And they went to hear Claudia Blair play on stage.
然后呢，他们就叫克劳迪亚呢，叫布莱尔呢，在这个台上。
The man was searching went backstage to meet Claudia.
然后呢，他就这个寻找的人呢，就去到台后面去找这个克劳迪亚。
And Claudia said, "It's nice to meet you, but my manager had to read me your note. I can't read it myself. You see, I am blind."
然后克劳迪亚说呢，我收到一个这样子一个短件，但是因为我是盲的，我看不到，我看不见，我不能读这个短件。
And so the man explained that Mrs. Squire was looking for her girl that was adopted.
然后他就跟他说，Mr. Quire，他正在寻找一个女孩，就是他所领养的一个女孩。
And Claudia's face became very cold.
然后克劳迪亚的脸呢就比较严肃。
I was that child.
我就是那个孩子。
I was 8 years old when my mother gave me up.
我在8岁的时候呢，我的妈妈就放弃了我。
And I hate her.
我恨他。
The man said the mother really wanted to see her, and she consented after many tries.
这个母亲呢，想要去见他，但是他经过了很多次的尝试，都不，没有办法。
And when Mrs. Squire asked to see Claudia,
当这个 McQuire 去问这个克劳迪亚的时候，
Claudia felt the woman's hand touching her face.
他感觉到说，他的手呢正在触摸他的脸颊。
You know how a blind person
你可以想象到说，一个盲眼的人，
they use their hand to find out a person's feature.
他去寻找一个他去摸索一个人脸的脸型。
Claudia finally realized that her mom was blind also.
哦，后来的时候，克劳迪亚也发现，原来他妈妈也是一个盲人。
And the mother had lovingly gave her up for adoption to a family who could provide Claudia with more than the mother could give.
他知道说，他的母亲是把他交给其他人领养，以致别人能够有能力，能够去抚养他。
The moral of the story is that people are blinded by what Jesus may mean to them.
这个故事里面的背后的要教导我们的，就是我们很可能会被我们可能是眼瞎的。
Non-believers may be blinded to a Christian's good work for toward them.
因为非基督徒，他可能会对基督徒的行为呢，或者是榜样呢，是盲眼的。
But God wants your reputation to reveal His love and His character to a lost and needy world.
但神却是要使用你的好名声、你的好名誉、是你好榜样，能够在万人中间
So
传扬出来。
when we yield ourselves, we refuse to conform to the world.
当我们愿意这样活的时候，我们就拒绝不要效法这个世界。
And then we're transformed by the Holy Spirit.
我们被圣灵来更新。
We can have a clear conscience, a clear understanding of God's will.
我们对神的旨意就更加明白了解。
And so we are looking for Christians who obey the Lord just as Christ obediently followed the Father's will.
所以，我们呢， 希望呢，更多的基督徒能够遵行、明白上帝的心意跟旨意。
These people will be acceptable to both God and the church.
使得我们能够成为为神、为教会所接纳的。
Some of you say, "Oh, can anyone qualify?"
也许你会问，有谁够资格呢？
Can anyone meet this high expectation?
有什么人能够达到这样子的标准呢？
Just as Jesus had confidence, that he didn't have to show his authority to others.
正如耶稣，他其实并不需要向众人显出他的权柄来。
That you express your confidence in God's faithfulness.
你是因为上帝的信实显出你的，你的真真啊，显出你的忠诚来。
God is
你的
saying, yeah, go ahead.
凭着神的对你的信实，你显出你的真实来。
And so, you know, God wants each of us to be able to live a good testimony before outsiders.
神是要我们能够在教外人中间有好的名声。
Only God can make you blameless.
只有神能够使你毫无指摘。
So you can be willing to do the little things that God expects.
这样神才会，你才能够去做，即使是小的事情，来完成神所托付的。
He can help you to do it well.
他可以帮助你，使他做得很好。
Then you move on to the more excellent things.
然后慢慢的，你就能够继续对去做更美好的事。
So that you can grow in those 10 areas of qualification.
你可以在这十个方面来成长。
Then people will see your faithfulness in your life and in your marriage.
那人就会看到你的忠诚，你的生活，还有你的家庭，你的婚姻。
May God help us to do this.
让神来帮助我们能做这些事。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come before you knowing that you are a faithful God.
主，我们来到你面前，我们知道你是信实的主。
What we can do, you are able to do.
我们不能做的，你却能做到。
We ask that you would change us from people of little faith.
主，我们求你改变我们，从一个小信的人。
That we hold on to your faithfulness.
使我们能抓紧你的信实。
It's your reputation that we want to see honored.
我们希望你的能够在你的名会被高举。
So that people, when they see us, will see you.
让人看见我们的时候，如同看见你一样。
In our family and in our church.
在我们的家庭跟我们的教会中。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们如此祷告，奉基督的名。
Amen.